神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心生，恕我心取。
A person that is united to another one by feelings of affection, loyal support, and social interaction is called a friend.
朋友就是彼此有感情感受的结合，还有忠诚的这种扶持的这种社交的亲密关系。
It is a person that associates with and shares with what another person is doing.
也就是两个人彼此有分享的这种互动。
They have common interests and common experiences.
有共同的经验或者是共同的嗜好。
Friendship is actually a mutual love based on liking each other.
朋友的友谊有时候是基于两个人彼此的喜欢。
And as friendship matures, it can become what we call agape love, which means a commitment to each other.
如果这种关系成熟的话，有时候会成为一种没有条件的爱跟彼此的委身。
So today we're going to talk about friendship.
今天我们要来谈一谈友谊。
Many a song has been written about this.
很多诗歌就是在形容友谊。
And many, many poems.
也有很多诗是在写友谊。
Friendship is one of the beautiful things in life that God has given us.
友谊是神给人一种很美的关系。
As I said, we're going to talk about different levels of friendship.
我们今天要谈一谈各种不同层次的友谊。
I'm sure you have many friends.
我相信你有很多朋友。
But they're not all the same to you.
但是呢，不是每一个朋友跟你的交谊是一样的。
And so as I give you these particular groups, I'm sure that you have names of friends that come to your mind.
当我给你一些不同程度的友谊关系的时候，你一定有一些名字会浮上来，它是属于哪一种？
Now we have the casual friend.
那一个就是一般普通的友谊。
You meet them every once in a while.
偶尔彼此相聚一下。
And when you do, you're able to communicate some interest and maybe you do some activities together.
有时候一起活动，谈一谈彼此的一些兴趣。
You have a little knowledge of maybe their accomplishments or their abilities and even their character traits.
然后呢，彼此有一些共同的一些知识水准，然后呢，有在你们的那种品格、人格方面也有类似的地方。
And you do have a bit of a concern for their personal problems.
有时候你也会关心到对方的一些问题。
You're very guarded with your emotions. You don't let these people know exactly what it is in you.
但是对这种友谊呢，你自己本身里面深处的一种感受，你是不太让对方知道的，你是守住你自己心里的秘密的。
And there is no accountability. There is nothing you feel like you owe this person.
对这个人呢，你没有任何的责任的那种啊感觉，你觉得你不亏欠对方。
Then we notice that we have those we call close friends.
接下来我们也有所谓的密友。
Actually, we have a regular contact with them. We see them quite often.
这些密友呢，我们跟他们相见的机会蛮多的。
And it's so easy to share our interests and our activities with them.
也很容易跟他们分享或一起参加活动。
Now we're more sensitive to these people, to what they like and what they don't like, to their strengths and to their weaknesses.
对于对方的优点、缺点或他们喜好不喜好呢，我们有比较多的这种敏感度。
Actually, these are friends that they give you personal comfort during tragedies and trials and sorrows.
这样的密友的友谊呢，在我们需要安慰、碰到一些问题或者灾祸的时候呢，他们会给予我们安慰的扶持。
And you're willing to show them the emotional side of you.
你也愿意把你里面的情绪的隐藏的秘密呢，能够分享给对方。
And in a little way, you have some accountability with them, but just a limited amount of accountability.
也有一点对对方的那种责任感，你觉得你对对方有责任。
But then we come to the committed friends.
第三种就是所谓的托付委身的友谊。
We don't often find many of these in our lifetime.
在我们一生当中，这种朋友是很难找到的，偶尔有一个。
We're committed to them by the quality of time and the time we have together.
一起相处的时间是很精致的，我们会把时间来啊托付给对方。
There's such joy to be together.
一起的在一起的时候，彼此非常的高兴。
We make effort to find time to be with them.
彼此都很努力的在找时间在一起。
These are the people that you and they just seem to go together.
那这样的呢，就好像两个人很容易的就可以结合在一起。
You have mutual values and life goals that are much alike.
彼此的目标还有价值的观念都很像。
Actually, you feel there's a freedom there to help correct any little flaws or some things in their nature that you feel like you can express to them.
彼此也很容易表达对对方的一些纠正，有一些问题的时候，我们很容易就跟对方表达。
Now, you wouldn't do that to a casual friend.
对一个普通的朋友，你不会随便讲你的意见。
And maybe not even to a close friend.
对一个密友，你可能也不见得会讲。
But to that friend that you're committed to, you're willing to help them in any area that you can.
但是对这种你真的有委身的朋友呢，你是愿意什么都讲，都可以来托付的。
These are the friends that you sort of risk them seeing what you really are.
然后从这样的友谊，你就发现可以从对方知道你是怎么样的一个人。
You open up your heart to them and your emotions to them.
你的心里对他是敞开的，你的情绪对他也是公开的。
There's times that you would be angry and they see that you're angry.
他们会看到你心里面的生气。
But you don't worry about saving face.
但是呢，你对他们不掩饰，你不会在意一定要掩饰自己。
They understand you.
他们会了解你。
There's a mutual commitment that is based on a love one for another.
那这种所谓的托付委身的友谊呢，是彼此相爱的一种啊，就是一种形态。
Now there's one thing to have friends, but there's another thing to keep them.
有朋友交朋友是一回事，可是你要守住跟对方的友谊又是另外一回事。
Maybe this has been a problem in your life.
或许你的人生中就有这种问题。
You say, I have had some good friends.
或许你经验过有很多朋友。
But somehow, something happened.
但是呢，总是会发生一些事情。
I guess you have to understand what friendship really is.
那你就要了解什么叫做真正的友谊关系。
You see, sometimes our wrong thinking is what gives us a problem.
有时候我们错误的观念会带来问题。
You see, if you have a friend for just what you can get out of them, this is wrong thinking.
如果你交朋友只是为了要从朋友那里得到什么的话，那这就是一个错误的观念。
True friend, a lasting friend,is one in which you want to give to them, they become the one that you want to show the very best to.
真正的朋友要持守一个啊、持续一个友谊呢，是你希望能够把自己什么给他们，然后呢，而且是要把最好的给他们。
You see, this many times is the very root of why we cannot keep friends.
有时候这是我们为什么不能常常有朋友的一个原因。
You see,People are not foolish.
人们他们是不笨的。
And after a while, they get very weary of the self nature.
当面对人的那种自私的本性的时候，有时候我们会有那种倦怠，那种厌烦感。
Sometimes your problem is actually within you yourself.
有时候我们的问题是我们自己。
You really have a very poor self-image of yourself.
有时候我们自己呢，很没有自信心，有很少的这种自我价值感。
And strange enough, even when we have a poor self-image, we really have self at the center of our life.
即使你的自信心不够，你自己的价值感很少，仍然有一个很自私、自我中心的个性。
Because many times, because we do have a poor self-image, we have...deep needs and desires that we want fulfilled.
正因为我们的这种自信心很少呢，我们自我里面的需要更强烈。
We're not really thinking about the other person.
这样的话，我们就不会为对方着想。
as I said before, it's what we get out of them.
那就是我刚才说的，你所想的只有想要从对方得到什么。
Now there's another reason why some of you find it very difficult to have friends.
另外一个原因，我们很难交朋友。
That's because you're shy.
那是因为你很害羞。
You feel uncomfortable with the attention of others.
你觉得当你跟别人在一起的时候，你觉得很不舒服。
In a sense, you just don't know how to reach out and touch them.
你也不晓得该怎么样来跟他们一起接触，交朋友。
Then there's others that basically, they're deceivers. They're not honest.
另外一个原因你交不到朋友，因为呢，你是一个掩饰不诚实的人。
Friendship will never last.When people are dishonest with each other.
当你友谊当中出现不诚实的时候呢，这样的友谊是不会长久的。
Not honest about what is right about facts and not honest about our feelings, the person will not trust you.
对对方你不愿意讲实话，对对方你的情绪不愿意很诚实的表达，这样的话对方不会喜欢的。
Then sometimes there's the people that are self-defensive,Always justifying everything they do.
有时候呢，有的人呢非常的自我保护，所以呢，他们做什么都要把自己呢就是解释得很正确，好像为自己找借口。
Then there are those people who like to have friends, but they are so eaten up with self-pity that people cannot really stand them very long.
有一种人呢，很喜欢找朋友、交朋友，就是那种自我自怜的人。但是这种自怜的人呢，却让人家很受不了。
Always focusing on their personal sorrows.
总是把焦点放在自己的里面的一些可怜难过的地方。
The poor me. The world's not right to me. It doesn't do me. It isn't fair to me.
我好可怜了，别人对我都不公平，这个世界对我太不公平了。
People get tired of hearing that.
这样子的话，对方会很厌倦的。
And that's why some of you just don't have friends.
那就是为什么其中有很多人呢交不到朋友。
Not lasting friends.
而且呢，交了朋友的有时候呢是不能持久。
And then we have those people that are so proud.
也有一些朋友很骄傲。
Everything they do is perfect.
很自负，认为自己做的都是完美的。
Their children are the very best.
他们的孩子是最优秀的。
Their husband has the very greatest job.
他们的先生的工作是最棒的。
And on they go about themselves.
所以呢，总是在夸自己的一些好处。
It doesn't take long before their friends creep away.
不用太久，他的朋友会离开他的。
Then you have those self-righteous people.
接下去有一种自以为是的这样的人。
Those that are very judgmental, always judging people.
总是批评人，总是论断人。
But I know them, you say.
我真的认识他们呢。
And every little thing people does, they judge.
人做一点点小事，他们就要有一些批评。
And then there's those who cannot keep friends, who are controllers.And manipulators.
另外一种没有办法守住友谊的就是那些想要控制掌控人的。
They're going to turn everything around to the way they want it.
用尽办法要来叫别人按照他的方法做。
They control every situation. They are manipulating the other person to serve them and do what they want.
任何的情况他们都要控制，他们都要主掌，然后呢，他要别人成为他的好像一个仆人一样。
Then you find the person who is very self-sufficient.
另外一种人呢，就是非常的自恃。
They don't really bother to make close friendships.
他们也不太需要一些亲近的朋友。
They don't take the time to nurture a friendship.
他们即使有朋友，也不用时间来培养彼此的友谊。
See, you have to nurture, you have to help a friendship along, help it to grow.
你要知道友谊需要让它滋长，需要来浇灌它才会培养，才会长大的。
We want to talk a little bit to you about how to help your friendships.
然后我要谈几点，就是怎么样帮助我们友谊的这种成长、滋长。
And make you understand that friendship is really a part of the need of the human heart.
你要知道友谊能够有朋友的这种关系是人的那种自然本性的需要。
Some of you may have been hurt, and you've built walls, and you don't want any more friends, you say.
或许有人呢曾经被伤害过，所以呢就筑了一道墙，不想再交朋友。
But you're really missing something.
如果这样的话，你就错失了一些东西。
And as you begin to understand this, maybe you'll try a little harder to cultivate some friendship.
其实如果你了解了之后呢，你是要用一点心，努力一点，你就可以真的培养一些友谊。
It's when you recognize that you need friends, truly understand the value of what a friendship can mean.
如果你真正的了解你自己本身对友谊的需要，还有你所付出的是很有价值的话，那你真的是喜欢交个朋友。
It's then that you will recognize that it's worth the time and effort that you put into making a friend.
然后你就发现你用上的时间精力来交朋友是很值得的。
Now, you say, how can we really go about making a friend? Because I would like to know.
或许你现在一个问题说，那我该怎么样来交一个朋友呢？
Maybe I'm one of those that it's a little shy and it's hard to really meet people.
或许我就是那一个很害羞内向的人，我不晓得该怎么交朋友。
Well, there is a universal language that we call a smile.
我告诉你，有一种国际语言就是微笑。
I was in Europe at one time, and I was staying with a household that did not speak English.
有一次我在欧洲的时候呢，我住在一个人的家里面，对方不讲英文。
I couldn't speak their language, so I smiled a lot.
我也没有办法讲他们的语言，所以我就用微笑来跟他们面对。
And after a while, there came such a good feeling between us, and with the body language and the cheerfulness, we really made out quite well.
因为我们这些微笑，然后加上肢体的语言呢，我们相处得非常好。
So when you see someone who needs a friend, it might be good to approach them with a smile.
所以如果你看到有一个人也需要朋友的时候，好不好用微笑来跟他接触？
Now hopefully you have tried to find out their name.
接下去呢，你要知道他的名字。
It's so nice when somebody speaks to you and mentions your name.
当你跟别人谈话的时候，对方提你的名或你叫他的名的感受是很好的。
Maybe it's you've learned her name is May.
比如说呢，你发现她名字叫美美。
And it's so nice to go up to her with a smile and say, "How are you, May?"
你就用微笑来叫她的名字，美美你好。
And then the other person then may speak to you and even ask you, "Well, what is your name?"
对方可能就会问你说，那你叫什么名字呢？
But it's going to mean a lot to that person to know that you have found out what their name was first.
当对方知道你已经知道了对方的名字的时候，那种感受是非常有意义的。
Now, as you begin to talk to one another, be very careful to be attentive to the other person.
当你在跟对方谈话的时候呢，你要非常的很专心的来跟对方谈话。
Listen to what they say.
好好的听他们在讲的是什么。
And this means look at them.
意思是说呢，你要看着正视着他们。
Eye contact makes them realize that you really are listening.
用眼睛正视对方，让对方知道说你很专心的在听。
So few people today genuinely listen to others.
这个时候呢，这个时代呢，很少人是很诚心在听人家讲话的。
But you can develop that skill in yourself.
你好好的训练你自己，在这个方面呢，注意听。
Be a person that can give a compliment, maybe give an encouragement to these people.
要成为一个懂得怎么样去鼓励对方的人。
And when you do that, they feel like you are genuinely interested in them.
这样会让对方觉得说你对对方真的是很诚心的，有兴趣的。
Now there's something that we call an open-ended question.
那有一种讲话呢，是提问题，就是打开话题的问题。
It is a question that cannot be answered by yes or no.
那这种问题呢，是不让对方用是或不是很简单的回答来跟你交谈的问题。
It's a question where the person must actually answer you in a good sentence.
当你这个问题提出来的时候呢，对方呢要表达他们的一些想法，才可以回答你的问题。
Maybe you might say to them, "What do you like most about your job?"
比如说呢，你可以问他说呢，你做过的工作哪一个你最喜欢
？Maybe you might say, "What influenced you the most in your life?"
还是说呢，你觉得在你生命中影响你最大的是谁或是什么事情？
Or maybe you're at the point where you could say, "What would you change about your childhood?"
那 如果你再重新来过的话，你觉得你的童年要怎么过？
These are just examples, but within your conversation, make sure that you're asking them something that they will have to speak to you.
那这些是一些例子，给你知道说呢，不要只是问他们，让他们回答是或不是，让他们可以打开话题，讲一下他们里面的感受。
In building this relationship, it's good to be able to help the other person be able to verbalize or speak about their feelings.
这些问题呢，这样的友谊的交谈呢，都让对方呢可以跟你表达一些里面的感受。
You see, this goes a step beyond just being an acquaintance. Now you're beginning to help them to express themselves.
这样子的话就不是只有稍微普通的认识咯，这样的话进入能够了解他里面的一些表达。
Maybe they're telling you something about their mother-in-law.
比如说呢，他会跟你谈谈他的婆婆。
You might say to them, I sense that you have been hurt.
你或许可以加强说呢，我可以感受到你有一些伤害。
You might say to them, well, how do you feel about what happened?
那这种事情经过之后，你现在感觉怎么样呢？
And you might even say if it comes up in a conversation, well, you've been having some difficult times, haven't you?
然后呢，当彼此都谈起来的时候，你就跟他再次的同理心的来跟他说呢，你一定很难。
I've talked about things that we can do to help us make a better friendship or to make a friendship. But now I want to talk to you about some things that you don't want to do.
刚才我们提到怎么样增进我们的友谊。那现在我要谈一谈有一些事情我们要避免的。
One thing is, don't expect everyone to like you and want to be friends.
有一件事情你要知道，不要期待每一个人都会喜欢你，或者是都要跟你做朋友。
You might say to me, I have smiled, I have tried to talk with them, I knew their name, I tried what you said, but it just didn't seem to work out.
你或许说，我对他们微笑，我认识他们的名字，叫他们的名字，然后呢，我也想要跟他做朋友，我做了所有你叫我做的，可是呢，就是不管用。
So don't be discouraged in friendship. Keep trying.
不要灰心，你要继续的尝试。
And you have to understand this too. You have a friend, but you cannot expect your friend's friend to be your friend also.
还有一点你要注意，你交了一个朋友，但是不要期待你朋友的朋友也会喜欢你，跟你做朋友。
Don't become possessive of a friend.
不要想占有你的朋友。
This means that you want that friend and that friend only, and they can't have friends, but it must be just the two of you.
我的意思是说呢，你要一个朋友的友谊呢，只有你独享，你不希望能够分享。
This doesn't bring happiness.
这样子不会快乐的。
This brings jealousy.
这样子会带来嫉妒。
This brings hurts to each other.
这样会彼此伤害。
Just share your friend with everyone else.
分享你的友谊给别的人。
For there's something about love and liking each other that it can be shared all over.
彼此的喜欢或彼此的这种相爱都可以分享的。
Sometimes your friend might say something that hurts you, or maybe even has done something without thinking that has hurt you.
有时候你的朋友会不是有意识，不是故意的说了一些事情伤害到你。
Learn how to forgive.
你要学习原谅对方。
We're not perfect.
我们都不完美的。
Sometimes we do hurt one another.
有时候我们会彼此有伤害。
But we mustn't give up on each other.
那不能够彼此放弃。
Learn how to forgive and let things go by.
学习要原谅，让那事情能够过去。
Don't talk about others to your friend.
不要在你的朋友面前去谈别人。
I mean things that would hurt the person's character.
有时候这样会伤害到别人的人格。
Because once you do that, then your friend will feel somewhat the same way.
有时候你跟你的朋友谈别人的话，那他也会警觉到，或许有一天你也会谈他。
A good friendship helps one another.
好的友谊关系会彼此帮助。
Don't be quick to give others your opinion.
不要太快地把你的意见给别人。
Oh, every once in a while it's good.
偶尔做一下是不错的。
But there are some people that have to give their opinion about everything.
可是有的人呢，生性喜欢很快的把自己的意见给人家。
Then don't get so close to your friend that they become your source for love and significance and security.
不要太依赖一个朋友的友谊，以至于呢，好像朋友成为你的生命的安全感，或者你生命的价值感。
Because no one person is that to us.
因为绝对没有一个人可以成为你的生命的中心，被你依靠的。
The only one that is that to us is our Lord Jesus Christ.
唯一你可以依靠的，你可以依赖的，就是耶稣基督。
It is He that has a love that is unconditional.
他的爱是没有条件的。
That means it doesn't matter what condition, what our ways are, He loves us.
意思是说呢，不管你是怎么样的人，怎么样的情况，他的爱都没有改变，都一样的。
And in his love, I know that I'm a child of God and have real significance.
因为耶稣的爱就使我知道我可以成为神的儿女，就在那里我找到了生命的价值跟意义。
And I find my true security in him.
我的真正的安全感是在耶稣里面的。
A faithful friend is something very wonderful.
一个忠诚的朋友是很美的，很好的。
In the Bible, it tells us about a young prince named Jonathan that had a friend named David.
在圣经里面提到有一个王子叫做约拿丹，他的很好的朋友叫大卫。
God was displeased with Jonathan's father, King Saul.
这个约拿丹的爸爸扫罗王呢，他使上帝不喜欢他，厌弃他。
And he chose David to be the next king of Israel.
上帝就拣选了大卫要成为第二个王。
Now, Jonathan was very protective of David.
约拿丹非常保护大卫。
His father was very angry with him because of this.
爸爸扫罗呢，因为约拿丹对大卫的恩待呢，非常的讨厌，非常不喜欢。
His father said he was very foolish because if David took over as king, then Jonathan would not be king.
扫罗王觉得这个约拿丹自己的儿子呢很愚昧，竟然保护大卫，而使自己以后没有办法做王。
But Jonathan's love for David was greater than this problem.
但是约拿丹爱大卫，他超越过这所有的困难跟问题。
And when Jonathan's father tried to kill David, it was Jonathan who saved him.
当扫罗想要杀掉大卫的时候，约拿丹就是那一位救大卫的人。
This was true friendship.
这个是真正的友谊。
He put David's interest and David's life before his being the king of Israel.
他珍爱大卫的友谊，他的生命过于要做一个以色列人的王。
This is the true quality of friendship, putting the other before yourself.
高品质的友谊就是把别人放在前面，先为他着想，这是真正的友谊。
I have many friends, but the greatest friend in my life is my Lord Jesus Christ.
我有很多朋友，但是这些朋友当中最好的朋友就是耶稣基督。
I have had friends to leave me and forsake me.
我曾经有一些朋友离开我，离弃我。
But Jesus has never left me.Nor forsaken me.
但是耶稣，我这位朋友呢，他从来不会离弃我。
I have had friends that have turned against me.
我也有一些朋友，他转过来抵挡我。
But Jesus has always been there and never turned against me.
但是耶稣就在我身旁，从来不会攻击我。
He's a wonderful friend.
他是很好的朋友。
One that you can trust.
是你可以信靠。
If you want a true friend, I recommend him.
如果你真的要一个朋友的话，一个真实的朋友的话，那我就希望你可以有这位朋友耶稣。
And then he will help you to be a friend to others.
他甚至可以帮助你成为别人的好朋友。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄十三 之40号信箱，台湾高雄13之40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。